now, Kenneth Williams reveals more secret life with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blakiston, and Leslie Heritage in Treachery in High Places. And here's the man with the revelations, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
This week's episode involves a health farm. You know, one of those places where your modern film star goes to get rid of the flab, is put on slaving all day on this bed in the studio. With my figure, of course, I don't need to lose weight. I'm like a lean rasher of best bacon. Yes, strip rasher said that to me. You're like a lean rasher, he said, of best bacon with the fat cut off. I was thinking of going on a diet, you know, where you only eat carrots and lettuce, but this Miss Gibbs said I had enough of the attributes of a rabbit without eating the food as well. Well, she must have been referring to my twitching nose. No, it twitches like mad when I get excited. Oh, I get the throb. I do. The nose goes like an electric light bulb goes. And it twitched this week in an unbelievable adventure which began when I was summoned to the office of Sir Charles Prattle.
Yes, indeed, Prime Minister, I do appreciate the gravity of the situation. Anything that takes you away from compiling the birthday honors lists is obviously serious. You have got my address, by the way, haven't you? I just thought you might need it. Oh. No, sir. Rest assured, I'm sending my very best man down there today. Goodbye, sir. Oh, the Prime Minister is very worried, Tompkins.
Well, did you tell him it was Mr. Williams you were sending down, sir?
No fear, he's worried enough. Have we got time for a peaceful coffee before Williams gets here?
I think he's here already, sir.
Mr. Williams, sir.
Oh, my dear Sir Charles, I kneel before you. I'm my way of showing respect.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Now, listen.
Yes, go on.
I have got an important job for you, my boy.
Oh, an important job.
Yes, can you do a Yorkshire accent?
Oh, you kidding me? Well, have you ever had an embarrassing moment?
Yes, Wilfrey, when the vicar caught me and the wife having a spot of homely fun in front of the fire. Oh, a spot of homely fun. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, give him the money. Give him the money, yes, Mabel. Yes. Oh, that's lovely. Yes. Oh, that's fun.
Drop of the hat.
Very good.
Dropping nothing else, huh? Now, your name is Sam Small.
Sam?
You're from Bradford, yeah. And you're going on a slimming course at a health farm.
A health farm? What, lemon juice and potato peanuts for Sunday dinner? No, thank you.
Let me put you in the picture.
Mm.
Now, I have just had the Prime Minister on the phone. Mm. There's been some queer goings on in Downing Street.
Oh, not another demonstration by the gay liberation movement.
Williams, I am going to say a very nasty word to you.
And I shall say one back.
Treachery.
I beg your pardon?
Treachery.
Treachery?
Yes, Williams, treachery. Last week, the chief secretary to the Minister of Strategic Warfare was caught photographing top secrets.
The unmitigated swine.
I won't bore you with details, but another 5 men in high positions have also been caught in the act.
They always are in those high positions, I know. Oh, I think it's a disgrace. The men in whom England has placed her trust, that they should stoop so low, it fills me with shame and disgust. Yes. Ah, it fills me with shame.
I know how you feel, Williams. I felt the same when I heard your last series.
Yes. You've heard the one before that.
We thought their loyalty was beyond question, but it seems they have their price, and they have found someone prepared to pay it.
Who is?
I don't know. They refuse to answer questions and say they don't remember stealing the documents.
Good grief, but what's all this got to do with me going to Elf Farm?
Well, we investigated their background, and we found one peculiar common factor.
What?
Each of them was a patient at Ridley Grange Elf Farm.
So, we're sending you down there, Williams, to have a look round. We've enrolled you for a 3-day crash course.
Crash course? No, thank you. I'm beautifully proportioned as it is. Not an ounce of superfluous flesh on my unblemished body. I've got dimples on all my cheeks, you know. Yes, on all of them. You'll have to take two of them on trust, but they're there. And staying.
Well, if your dimples are more important to you than your country.
It's a lovely place, Mr. Williams.
No.
You'd like it.
No,
look, I've managed to get hold of one of their brochures. Look.
No,
I haven't seen that, Tompkins.
Well, I've only just got it, Sir Charles. Now, I'll read it out to you. Ridley Grange Health Farm. Pampered luxury for the jaded businessman. Lose weight in style. Oh, be massaged by a lovely lady masseuse.
Lady masseuse?
Yes.
Oh, I love a bit of slap and tickle.
Oh, lady masseuse.
Mixed sauna bath.
Oh, I say.
And there's a saucy cabaret to take your mind off the food.
Oh, and put it on something else. Yeah. Oh, what a laugh. I have been thinking, Sir Charles. Look, as it's for my country...
No, Williams.
What?
No. If you don't want to go, then I am prepared to make a great sacrifice and go in your place.
No, I insist upon going. I insist.
For your own good, William.
Well,
I mean, mixed sauna bathing.
Yes, here's a photograph of it. Look.
I say, look at her.
Oh, and look at him. What a funny place to hang your soap on a rope.
Exactly. Oh. Now, if the BBC knew you'd been to a place like that...
They'd lose their corporation. Oh, blow the BBC. I want a piece of the action. And preferably that piece.
Yes, well, you forced me to be blunt. This is a high-class establishment. A place for top people like myself. As a low comedian, you would feel out of place.
Oh, so that's it, is it? I'm good enough to die for my country, good enough to bear my breast for the tyrant's sword, but not good enough to bear my dimpled body for a mixed sauna bath. Very well, if that has to be, I'm sorry I've sullied your office with my lonely present, you rotten snob.
Oh, you've left your cocoa again, Kenny. Are you still brooding over what Sir Charles said?
I can wallow in my misery better without Coco, if you don't mind, miss. I bet that Sir Charles is stretched out on a slab right now, being delicately pounded by a half-naked hussy. Oh, why can't I have it? Why?
Well, if you just hold on while I warm my hands.
No, I know you mean well, but no. Who can that be knocking at this late hour?
Oh, I'll go.
Yes, you'd better. I should want to be up.
Is Mr. Williams there? Please, Mason. It's Miss Gibbs, Kenny.
Oh, Miss Gibbs.
Mr. Williams.
Oh, there, dear. Oh, dear. Tell Kenny all about it. What's the... Good night, ladies. I'll see you in the morning. Go on, get out.
You're not getting rid of me. I'm staying.
But can't you see? She wants to get something off her chest.
Yeah, and if she doesn't, you do.
Get out.
Yeah. Nothing's coming off while I'm here.
It's Sir Charles.
What?
He's done what the others did.
Sir Charles, what?
Yes, he's turned traitor.
Never. I believe a lot of things about him, Larson. Your indecent exposure, yes. But treachery, no.
Oh, if only it were not true. Well. Late last night, I saw a light in the office. I went in and found Sir Charles stuffing all our secret files into his briefcase.
Oh.
I asked him what he was doing. He pushed me aside and dashed out, taking our files with him.
Have you told Tompkins?
Yeah, of course. Tompkins trailed him back to the health farm. He was phoning me from there when suddenly the line went dead. I fear the worst.
Oh, poor Mr. Tompkins.
And you mean Tompkins wasn't able to tell you about Sir Charles?
No.
Oh, but I can't believe it's Sir Charles Pruttle, a traitor. Oh, no. I mean, me, I've been hobnobbing with him. Will I ever be clean again?
It seems we've all nurtured a viper in our bosoms.
A viper? There's room in yours for a boa constrictor.
Maisie, don't be rude. Ah, you're right. The first thing tomorrow, we'll go to Ridley Grange. So, traitors, beware!
That must be the Hell Farm down there in the valley, Kenny.
Keep your head down. Keep your head down, they might see us.
Where's Miss Gibbs?
She's phoning from the post office. Don't you remember? She's trying to get us booked in at the health farm. Oh, if she is. Miss Gibbs, any luck?
They don't seem to want our booking. They claim they're full right up. Well, we'll just have to sneak our way in tonight.
That won't be easy. It's like coal ditz down there. Goons guarding every orifice and not a Red Cross parcel in sight.
Nevertheless, we've got to try. Let's get in the car and move a bit nearer.
Excuse me, sir.
The chap from the post office.
Excuse me, you wouldn't be going anywhere near the health farm by any chance, would you?
We could be, why?
Would you mind obliging me, sir?
In what way?
Well, you see, I got his telegram for him, sir, but my bike's broke and it's too far to walk.
Always a pleasure to assist Her Majesty in the delivery of the royal mails. I will handle it personally, my man.
Bless you, sir, you are a toff.
Nice chap, he knows his place. I'm a toff, he said. Come on, Mays, into the car.
Who's the telegram for, Kenny?
Says Dr. Curack, Ridley Grange Health Farm.
Oh, what does it say?
Why do I know? It's stuck down. It's private.
It could be a clue.
Well, I'm sorry, but Her Majesty's mails are sacred. On the other hand, the flap isn't too well stuck down.
So here it goes.
Oh, really, Mr. Williams?
Regret called out of country, unable to take up reservation from today for self, wife, and secretary. Signed, Hiram Q. Peabody. Ooh, load of old rubbish.
Hiram Q. Peabody? He's the famous eccentric American millionaire, isn't he?
Is he?
Refused to be photographed, so no one knows what he looks like.
Well, whatever he looks like, he's not keeping his reservation, so that's that.
What's the cue for?
The 1 and 9.
Williams, Mr. Peabody and his party are going to keep that reservation. Tear up that telegram, get out your makeup box. Are you any good at American accents, Maisie?
Right, here we are. How does my makeup look?
Perfect.
Now, you know your parts, don't you? Let's have a quick run through. Maisie, come on.
I'm Sadie, your wife, honey.
Well, more like Minnie Mouse, don't it? And how about you, Miss Gibbs? Go on.
Is there anything you'd like me to take down, Mr. Peabody? Dictation-wise, of course.
Oh, she's marvellous, Maze, isn't she? That's Lillian Gish to a T, that is. Brilliant.
I thought she was a silent star.
You would, don't shut your mouth. Now, what about me?
Now, but what about you, Mr.
Yes,
Williams?
Indeed.
Are you sure you know what an American millionaire sounds like?
Oh, don't worry about me. I've seen all the films. I thought I'd play the part in the film once. Oh, it'll be a piece of cake, a portion of the old cookie, as they say. Oh, come on, let's go in.
Welcome to Ridley Grange. Can I help you?
You can indeed, my little chickadee. Yes, the name is Peabody, Hiram Q. Peabody, eccentric millionaire, filthy rich and dirty-minded. You have accommodation for us, I believe.
We have indeed,
you
Mr.
Have indeed.
Peabody. And here comes Dr. Curack, our principal,
the principal,
to welcome you personally.
Oh, very good.
Dr. Curack.
What is it, my little prairie oyster?
You see who Dr. Curack is?
Who?
It's Big Brother. Don't worry, he won't see through our disguises.
I hope you enjoy your stay with us, Mr. Tigerman.
It's Mr. Peabody.
Well, that is the name I bear, sir.
I am Dr. Curack. Welcome to Ridley Grange.
Welcome, thank you very much. Allow me to introduce my entourage, Doctor.
Thank you.
The voluptuous and nubile lady is Dawn, my personal secretary and amanuensis.
Pleased to have your acquaintance.
Charmed.
As you will have noticed, it's not only her bowels that are pear-shaped. Thank you. The lady less endowed is Sadie, my wife.
Glad to have you know me.
Delighted. Well, sir, I suppose you are anxious to get cracking.
Cracking?
Your personal instructress and figure consultant, Miss Tinkle, will be very disappointed if you don't come.
Miss Tingle, my word, what a euphonious appellation. And where do we meet this charmer?
I shall take you me myself personally.
Okay.
Now show the ladies to their quarters, Miss Jones.
Yeah, you run along, my little passion flower. Join your nun. The good doctor and I will circumnavigate the periphery of this establishment. I take it there is a periphery, doctor. It has been a very long journey.
It's been a very long speech.
Shut your mouth.
You take care of yourself, honey.
I certainly will, Phoebe. After you, doctor.
Yes, certainly. Walk this way.
Thank you.
Call your wife Phoebe?
That's right, her, Phoebe, a charming woman.
But I thought you said her name was Seedy.
Yeah, oh, now you've got to mention it, sir. I do believe you are right.
Yes. Oh. Well, it is a pity you will be leaving us on Wednesday.
Wednesday?
You said in your letter that you had to call on our defense minister at the request of your president to collect some of our secret papers for your Pentagon.
Oh, yes. That is correct, but very hush, you understand?
Yes, I understand. You can trust me implicitly. There is Miss Tingle.
Jumping Josephus, a monstrosity in female form.
This is your patient, Miss Tingle.
Pleased to meet you.
How do you do? Madam, my hand.
Well, I will leave you to get on with it.
Right, you are. I'll soon have you in shape, Mr. P. Get your clothes on.
I don't mind showing willing, but that's all I'm willing to show. You touch my braces at your peril, madam.
I'm a state-registered nurse.
That's no excuse for lust. Ah, back!
I know what you're ashamed of. You've got a little pot, haven't you?
My nocturnal habits are no concern of yours, though. I really don't wish to...
I'm talking about this.
Oh!
Your pot belly. We'll soon get rid of that.
What are you doing?
Irma!
What are you doing?
Irma! Troublemaker.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
I get his shoulders off.
Oh, madam, mercy.
No mercy for you, my lad. You're going to get the full treatment.
It's about time Kenny was back, isn't it, Miss Gibbs?
Yes, it's getting late. I think I hear someone now.
Mrs. Peabody?
Yeah?
Here's your husband, Mrs. P. Dump him on the bed, girls. Don't worry, Mrs. P. We just loosened him up. Come along, girls.
Oh, my poor Kenny. What have they done to you?
Unspeakable things, mate. I've been stripped off, laid down, stood up, pinched, punched, pummeled, and poked.
Oh, how awful.
Oh, when you're only expecting a cup of tea, the shock's even greater. How did you two get on?
Well, we've looked around as best we could. There's members of the Brotherhood everywhere. We are the only patients.
Oh, well, we've trodden into something pretty nasty this time. But our courage must not fail us. We'll wait until midnight, and then all be asleep. And then we'll hunt around for those secret files. Fortunate indeed is England to have us.
Shut up, and I wanted this speaking clock. I'll get it on the phone.
Why don't you go to bed?
I've got to bed. Will you shut the time every 5 minutes?
That's the way I feel at the moment. If I lay down, I never get up. It's best if I stay in this chair.
What's that noise?
Look!
What?
The canopy over the bed. It's gradually lowering right down. Look! There. If we'd been in that bed, we'd have been smothered.
I don't like this, Kenny.
I'm not exactly fond of it.
What's that?
It's gas. Gas being pumped under the canopy. Now I see it. They were trying to gas us.
What sort of gas?
I don't know. Your gas is as good as mine.
Oh, shut up, Kenny. Listen, well, listen.
Listen. Oh.
It stopped.
Yes, it stopped. And the canopy's going up again.
Someone's come in.
Quick. Into the bed and pretend to be unconscious. They'll think the gas has worked.
It's all right.
Now, we're supposed to be husband and wife, so make it realistic.
Not
as realistic as all that. Get off on your own side. Now, shh. Heavy breathing.
Oh, they're well out to the vibe, big brother.
Of course, Olaf. My hypnotic gas is infallible. They will now do whatever they are told. Look at them. What an ill-matched pair. And hers aren't much better. Whatever can she see in him? But we must hurry. Mr. Peabody.
Yes?
Listen carefully. Tomorrow, when you get the plans from the Defense Ministry, you will photograph them and send the film here. Do you understand?
I understand.
When you wake, you will forget this conversation, but you will carry out my orders. Do you understand?
I understand.
Have you any questions?
No, darling.
Mind your own business. Now, when we have these photographs, Olaf, we will have enough. We can then leave this place and sell all our secrets to our friendly, hostile power.
Oh, that's wonderful. But what of the prisoners in the West Wing, Master?
Prattle and Tompkins. Mm. Well, we must have some relaxation, mustn't we? They will die tonight. Oh. Come along, let us make our preparations. Oh, yes, come this way, shut the door.
Did you hear that, Kenny?
In between trying to dodge your roving hands, yes, I did hear it.
Are you all right?
Oh.
I heard Big Brother's voice.
Yes, Miss Gibbs, we're all right. There's no time to explain. Sir Charles isn't a traitor. He was hypnotized. He's being held prisoner with Tompkins in the West Wing. Oh, this diction gets me down. The West Wing. Bra are going to kill them tonight.
Good grief.
Yes.
Well, thank goodness there's an able-bodied man ready to risk his life to save them.
Where? Oh, you mean me? Oh, that's no good. No, the West Wing is guarded to the eyeballs. Wait a minute. That's where the lady instructresses hang out, isn't it? Hand me that skirt. Give me that blonde wig. And those two pillows. You're going to see the quickest sex change in history.
Girls, after me. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. That's right. Keeps everything up, everything bouncing. Lovely.
Boy, oh, stop.
Oh, yes. Who are you talking to? Cheeky?
You. The ugly one with the lopsided chest.
Oh, the pillow. Yes. Oh, how dare you. Can't you take your hat off when you're talking to a lady?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's it, my ears. Oh, you're getting a dab air with the old cosh you are. Yeah. Right, come on, here we go. And dead quiet from now on. Someone's coming. Quick, behind that door. Quick.
Men of the Brotherhood, halt! You have the prisoners.
Behave, Big Brother.
You won't get away with this.
No, but I assure you we will. Prattle, Tompkins, I sentence you to death without the option of a fine. Take them to the place of execution. To the steam room.
Oh, poor Sir Charles. And poor Mr. Tompkins. Oh, they've had it this time.
I suppose so, ma'am. Still, they've had a good life. We'll avenge them, though. We won't leave here until we've found every single secret document they have. Oh, it's no good. I can't leave a fellow creature in the lurch.
There is a way.
There is a way? Well,
yes, there's a way.
What?
There's a ladder outside this window.
Oh, there is. You're not just a pretty face.
If we can get up onto the roof, we can reach the steam room that way.
What?
Right up there.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't stand heights. I suffer from vertigo. I do. I go green.
But it's the only way. Come on, I'll go first.
Oh. Shouldn't have got me up here. You know, I can't stand heights.
Well, just look straight ahead. Don't look down. Mind that tire.
Listen, that took a long time to fall.
Well, so will you if you slip. Oh. Don't look down. Look up. Ah. What's the matter?
The sky. Isn't it close? Oh, I'm sorry, I can go no further.
Well, you don't have to.
What?
We're over the window to the steam room now.
Oh, what good does that do to
you? Well, if we lowered you head first over the edge, you could look in the window.
I hope I misheard you.
We'd each take an ankle, Kenny. You'd be quite safe.
Quite safe? Hanging head first over the precipice? You must be joking.
There's no time for argument, Maisie. Grab his ankle. Right.
No!
Over he goes.
No!
Hold him tight, Maisie. Can you see anything?
Nah, I got my eyes shut.
Why?
I'm praying.
Oh. Open them and look, please.
Oh, Sir Charles and Tompkins are locked into two of those Turkish bath boxes. Their heads sticking through a hole in the top. It's full of members of the Brotherhood. Big Brother is speaking to Sir Charles.
Are you quite happy in your boxes, Sir Charles?
What are you going to do with us, you fiend? Something unspeakable, I suppose?
No, not unspeakable. I shall be happy to speak to you about it. Are you sitting uncomfortably? Then I'll begin.
You are going to have a nice Turkish steam bath with plenty of lovely red-hot superheated steam enough to make your blood boil. I shall just turn this steam lever to its fullest extent, and the temperature in your steam buses will now rise slowly but steadily. Death, I'm afraid, will be both agonizing and inevitable.
You'll regret this, you swine.
Now, the only regret I have is that Williams is not sitting there beside you. I am forced to leave you for a while now, but my men will stay in case there is a last-minute rescue attempt. I will not say goodbye. I shall be back before you reach the final interesting stage. A bit more steam, Ella. Thank you.
What's happening?
Oh, the VO is terrible. Pull me up, I'll tell you.
Right.
Don't drop me.
Miss Gibbs.
What?
I've got an empty shoe. What have you got?
I've got an empty shoe as well.
Oh, my poor Kenny. All that's left of him is two empty shoes. Oh, it's not much to remember, is it? We shall have to bury him in a shoebox.
Can you see where he's fallen?
It's so dark. All I can see is a sort of grotesque gargoyle with a funny nose.
A gargoyle?
Oh, Kenny!
I'm hanging on to the guttering by my heels. Get me up.
Can you reach his trouser leg, Maisie?
Yes, then pull!
Hey!
Miss Gibbs, I've got an empty trouser leg. What have you got?
Help!
Oh, well, now where is he?
Down here. I'm hanging from this gargoyle.
What by?
My binoculars! Don't just stand there licking your lips. Trap me trousers down.
Here you are, Kenny.
Oh, God. Here I am. I think I can lower myself down onto this window ledge. Oh, yes. I can see straight into the steam room.
How is it, Charles and Tompkins?
Just coming up to the boil. There's nothing we can do, I'm afraid. Yes. I'll just get my hand through this gap in the window, and I'll just be able to turn the tap on that cylinder of Big Brother's hypnotic gas.
How's it going, Tompkins?
It's getting a little hotter than I find pleasant, Sir Charles.
Bear up, old chap. It'll soon be over.
I feel strangely tired.
Oh, yes. Me too. In fact, everyone seems to be yawning.
What is happening?
Why is everybody? Why is everyone? Good night, darling.
Come on, boy. Come on, Maisie. Come on, Maisie. Miss Gibbs, come on. It worked. Sir Charles. Tompkins. Wake up. Hey. Wake up.
What? What?
Oh, what a smell of boiled bacon in here. What? Here, turn that lever off, Maisie. The lever there. Now, let's get you out of here.
Oh, oh, thank goodness. I thought my goose was cooked then.
No, it wants another few minutes, I think. You'd better get some clothes on. It's disgraceful. Maisie, phone the police.
Right.
But what about all these men, Williams? How are we going to handle them?
Don't worry about them. They're all in my power. It's the hypnotic gas, you see. Watch. Stand up.
We obey.
Sit down.
We obey.
Incredible.
Yes, I'll do the okey-cokey if you like.
The police are on their way, Kenny.
Oh, lovely.
And look what I found in a briefcase by the phone.
Not the briefs.
No, the plans.
Oh,
the plans.
All the secret plans. Look, it's our lucky day, Sir Charles. We've got the plans. We've got the Brotherhood in our power. All we want now is Big Brother.
Mr. Williams, Big Brother's getting away.
What?
He's racing across the field to that plane.
Follow him. Follow Big Brother.
We obey.
No, here, not you. No, stop.
You
stop.
Fool, Williams, we'll never catch him now.
I couldn't help it.
You nincompoop.
Well, 6 months later, they break my bones and neck.
All the
That was Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blakiston, and Leslie Heritage in Treachery in High Places. Also involved were John Hollis, David Goodison, and Kate Binchy. The series is written by R.D. Wingfield and produced by Keith Williams.